You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers. Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson. We're joined on the phone by Jason Beck, MLB.com Tigers reporter, as Jason joins us from Tiger Spring Training in Florida. Jason, thanks for joining us. And just to start things off, talk about the overall attitude and the feeling of the four-time defending AL Central champions.
It seems pretty normal for spring training. You know, there's kind of the countdown on Victor Martinez and Miguel Cabrera, and it's a little bit of a new mix in the clubhouse without Torii Hunter around. But all in all, it seems to be going pretty well. You know, they've gotten some good responses on Jose Iglesias coming back from his injury, and Joe Nathan seems to be on a good track, as well as Justin Verlander.
Jason, talk a little bit about the middle of that lineup and Miguel Cabrera and also Victor Martinez. How is their progression during spring training? When do they expect them back?
Well, Cabrera just started swinging on the batting practice outside on Monday. And so that was kind of a good sign. It was on schedule, maybe even a little bit ahead. He's still running on a anti-gravity treadmill. Not really with a firm idea yet on a timetable for him to come back for games. It seems like the target is early to mid-April. They're not ruling out opening day, but they're not giving really a whole lot of assurance on that. So you kind of get the sense they're aiming more for that general vicinity, and that if he isn't ready right on opening day, it shouldn't be a big deal, that they can deal with that and be able to fill the void. I think they're more worried about having him back healthy and having him available for the summer and then the stretch run, rather than trying to rush him back and then putting him in the spot where he's risking re-injuring or aggravating anything. And Victor Martinez arrived at camp on a full-time basis on Monday, having done some of his physical therapy back at home. He should be on a little bit better track. He was swinging off the tee on Monday. Not really doing live BP yet, but that shouldn't be too far behind. He also has been running off the anti-gravity treadmill. And with his injury, it's a little bit of an easier rehab. It's just a matter of getting him up to speed and seeing how many at-bats he needs to be where he wants and preparedness for spring training. I think with him, there's more of an expectation you should be ready for opening day.
And Jason, remaining with that theme, how does Jose Iglesias look? How is he feeling after missing the entire 2014 season with those shin injuries?
Well, he feels pretty good right now. He played on Monday. It was only one inning, but he's been moving around okay between game action and live BP pretty well. I think the test that they're looking for is going to come as we move along in spring training and he starts playing day in and day out, and you kind of see how his legs hold up under the grind of daily action and how they hold up to wearing spikes every day to play games. It's kind of an alternating between spikes and turf shoes and sneakers, depending on the activity and depending on how much he wants to push the rehab on the legs. But so far, all the signs are pretty good. He's got his foot speed under him, and he seems to be handling everything pretty well.
Jason, they acquire Cespedes in a Porcello deal. What's the vibe been around camp with his addition? How important is he going to be in that lineup without Victor Martinez and Cabrera being there in opening day?
Well, we'll see. You haven't really had a chance to really see much game action with him. And, I think he had some athleticism that they needed. They had it with Torii, but Torii's obviously older. With Cespedes, they're getting a guy in his prime, a guy who has really made an impression. I think if it's in any area, it's been with the legs. He's been running the bases very well. I think Brad Ausmus sees an opportunity to take advantage of that, as they go along and kind of use that base running alertness to maybe try to get an extra base or two in some situations, which could be big because right now they're looking for him. Once everybody gets back, they're looking for him to kind of bat maybe fifth or sixth in the lineup. So, you know, if he gets on, you're talking about a situation where you might take advantage of his speed to try to manufacture some runs with the bottom third of the lineup you up.
Jason, want to get your take on Justin Verlander, very much a down 2014, the ERA over 4.5. In your eyes, was this an aberration for Verlander or perhaps the start of a downward decline?
I think time will tell. I think we have to see what kind of stuff he's got here in game action. And we won't know that until this coming weekend when he starts pitching in actual games. LVP has looked good. He's been able to get some velocity seemingly on the pitches without a whole ton of effort. But as anybody will tell you, there's a difference between being able to do that in live BP and then carrying that into games and getting the reactions from hitters who are trying to do something other than track pitches. That should be an interesting test. It's going to be something I'm going to be following. And I think Verlander will be following it too, because it's really going to be based off of those early outings where he's expected to decide, you know, how much he can rely on that fastball and, you know, what kind of mix he's going to need on secondary pitches to be effective going into the season.
Well, we'll stay in that rotation. You're going to have David Price for a full year, but you're without Scherzer and without Porcello, but you do get Simon and also Shane Green from the Yankees. Give me your take on that rotation.
Well, you know, they're going to need a productive Verlander. They're going to need a productive, healthy Sanchez. I think spring training is going to be huge on that, because remembering back to last spring, Sanchez had some outings washed out and had some others cut short while he dealt with a little shoulder issue. The injuries that bothered him during the season weren't really arm-related. You know, he had a blister on one of his fingers that burst and cost him to miss a little bit of time. And he had the pectoral muscle injury in August that cost him dearly heading into September and really limited him to bullpen work during the postseason. I think that's having him back in a full capacity would be huge for this rotation. And they also think they have to get something out of Alfredo's finding. This is a huge season for Simon regardless, because it's a contract year. If he hits free agency, he's going to be hitting it, amidst a cluttered market for starting pitchers unless a bunch of guys sign extensions this spring. So he's got to be able to back up what he was able to do during the first half last season and show that the second half numbers were more of an aberration. I think that's going to be big for him. And I think, but more than anything, the big three need to pitch like the big three. I think there's more confidence in Price than anybody else. But you also got to get rebound from Verlander and a healthy season from Sanchez in that regard.
Jason, of course, a constant source of angst for the Tigers and their fans in recent years especially has been the bullpen. You touched on Joe Nathan a little bit already. They recently brought back Jabba Chamberlain. They've got Joaquin Soria in the mix now for presumably the entire 2015 season. But in your eyes, did they do enough to address the needs in that bullpen this offseason?
They have to see what they have in Jabba Chamberlain. I think he's going to be a big swing guy. I think if you get him back effective like he was in the first half, it gives Ausmus, a little more flexibility on how he uses guys. I think Chamberlain wore down from a little bit of overuse as the season wore on, and I think that's played a factor in the second half numbers. I think having, a guy like Soria established and healthy in that eighth inning setup role could be massive for these guys. But it also starts at the top. And I think Dave Dombrowski admits this. They have to get Joe Nathan to be effective as a closer again. I think if you have him back in that back end role, then everything else kind of falls in line. And they have a lot of guys who have some experience pitching in setup in those seventh and eighth innings that they can lean on. But I also think there's a huge factor for them, maybe not necessarily right away, but certainly as the season rolls on, is going to be how Bruce Rondon responds. He's that lights-out, overpowering reliever that other teams have had the last few years, and the Tigers haven't, because he had the elbow injuries and he had to recover from Tommy John last summer. And I think he was really, you know, his absence created a huge void for these guys in their bullpen the last two postseasons, where they haven't had that guy that they could rely on for a big out, that guy with that raw stuff who could do it. You know, he lost some development time, and the Tigers lost some time with him. So you know, they're going to be cautious with him. He's still a valuable young arm. We're going to see what he's got in games and kind of see how that elbow responds. He's got throw sliders to be able to be effective along with that fastball, even if he's got the velocity back at full bore from the outset. But having him healthy for a full year is something the Tigers really haven't been able to take advantage of at all the last few years, dating back even when he was fashionable closer candidate a few years ago.
Jason, very few teams go into spring training with no open spots, and the Tigers could have been one of them if it wasn't for Martinez and Cabrera, if they're not going to be healthy for opening day. Who takes those roles? Who fills in at first base? Where do the Tigers go? And also a designated hitter. And are there any other surprises that we may see out of spring training, maybe breaking camp, any guys breaking camp?
Well, they have two tracks they can go on with first base. They're going to be using Alex Avila and some of the utility infielders at first to get them some time there. So Andrew Romine and Trinan Perez will get some time. So I think if you were looking at a situation where Cabrera was only going to be just a short time behind on opening day, that would be a way to lean. If you were looking a little bit more time than that, then you might have to lean on minor league guys like Aaron Westlake and Jordan Leonardson. Both of those guys are natural first basemen. They just don't bring the same type bat. They've been able to accomplish something in minor leagues, but not anywhere near that same level as Cabrera Martinez. And they haven't played a day in the big leagues, so it would certainly be an adjustment period there. But I think that's something that they would have to live with. I don't think they would go on the open market to fill something there unless Cabrera had suffered some sort of major setback and you would be looking at him maybe being out for like a month or more. Then maybe you might try to see who tries to get snuck along the waiver wire near the end of camp. Martinez, given the DH role, there's a little bit more flexibility there. They have a slugging prospect in Steven Moya that might be able to push aggressively and at least have a power presence in the lineup, if Martinez for some reason wasn't ready. They have some other options there where they can fill in. But ideally, I think they're thinking more along the lines that Martinez has a better chance of being ready for opening day than Cabrera does.
Our thanks to Jason Beck, MLB.com Tigers reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer, thanking you for joining us for MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.